This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today is April 20th, 420, a date associated with smoking cannabis. Not getting into the competing theories for why this association, go online, you'll see. Performing math on a Dylan song title yields 420 is just one of the ideas. But after California legalization in January, weed remains fully criminalized in just 17 of the 50 states. So when do the big national brands swoop in? Drake Sutton Shearer is the CEO of Prohibited Media. He runs a cannabis-themed content channel online and has served as an advisor to Wall Street and beyond.
It's a war of brands that's coming up in the future, and I really think now you've got a lot of aspirational brands, a lot of design, logos, experiences. I mean, this is really, it's an experiential product. In some ways, a lot more than alcohol, because it has real medicinal health and wellness properties. But yeah, look, there's more than 60,000 cannabis companies in the North America alone. So there's a lot of competition to build mindshare with audiences.
You know, I was just thinking about comparisons to the alcoholic spirits industry. Without branding, that's all just moonshine, ethanol, and water. But over the years, people have developed passions about Grey Goose versus Absolut. In the cannabis field, those really haven't gelled yet, right? What's the top brand in cannabis? Can't answer that.
Over the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to really see an emergence of quality brands. You know, in my opinion, I don't think that we've seen, the future, you know, big brands have yet to be created. I'm sure that private equity or the large RCPG or CPG portfolio companies will come along and buy brands, but they'll look to buy at scale. So we're just a long way away from that.
CPG, consumer packaged goods. And you've talked to, for instance, Wall Street types about some of this?
People are definitely looking at the space and tracking the space. Categorically, it's, you know, looking to be a $100 billion plus industry. Tobacco's $100 billion. Alcohol's a couple of hundred billion. So, you know, with Constellation Brands, who owns the Corona brand, recently, you know, investing a couple of hundred million into Canopy Growth in Canada, the number one cannabis producer. It's safe to say that alcohol and cannabis will be mixing very soon, coming to a store near you. And I think that, you know, in the cannabis industry, we'll start to siphon some of that value from alcohol over to cannabis.
Big money clearly lying in the wings, but if this goes beyond the two core constituencies, cannabis to help with chronic pain and, right, those who see themselves as stoners, I mean, it needs to go beyond that.
Well, sure. I mean, look, you know, it's been about stoner culture for years, but let's be honest here. I mean, that's just a stereotype. It's a stigma that's attached, and part of what we do as a company is help to change that narrative. You know, less than 10% of the audience interested in cannabis are waking and baking, as it were. So the balance are very interested in health and wellness. They're very interested in learning. They're curious, right? Like, cannabis is a great substitute for alcohol and for opioids and other things.
I mean, what does complicate this, right, is that the federal government still prohibits national advertising in this regard. You also have an attorney general, Jeff Sessions, who seems against the liberalization on a nationwide scale. Makes it hard to develop a national strategy at this point.
Sure. I mean, look, it's a very complex and challenging industry. You know, it's really on a state-by-state basis. You know, you've got some companies who are building, you know, brand equity in states and looking to export their IP to other states and internationally, and, you know, and that's going to take some time. But with companies like ourselves, we've had to build our own ecosystem. You know, we've had to build our own media platform, and we see about 20 million video views a month right now with our content, which allows us to help cannabis brands be seen and be heard. But, you know, it took time to do that, because you can't just take a media budget and apply it to Facebook or Google and say, hey, you know, we want to promote these cannabis brands. This doesn't happen today, but we're hoping that changes in the future.
For people who haven't checked out the Prohibited Media website, it does weed-themed shows, among other things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at prohibited.com, which is the consumer-facing site, we have a lot of cannabis thematic content and lifestyle content, fashion content, street culture. It's a very youth-orientated site, and some of it, you know, is all about weed, and other content is all about learning. You know, there's also docu-series style and lifestyle content as well, because what we found after looking at 36,000 hours of viewing time last year, we connected with Wharton Business School and we passed the data and looked at it, and conclusively, And we found that people really are discovering cannabis through culture, not really through cannabis lifestyle, right? They want to discover brands through music and entertainment, things like that.
You know, at first it seems weird, Prohibited.com, but when you think about it, right? I mean, car guys like me would watch a car channel and consume just about everything we can about cars.
Yeah.
And if you have some interest in cannabis, I guess you could come up with this portfolio of content that would interest people like that.
Sure. I mean, look, you know, people want to look at fashion. They want to look at cannabis. I mean, they want to look at food. But the thing is that if you start with cannabis, you kind of lose your audience. So you really have to start with things they're interested in, such as food, right, or music or whatever it may be, and then integrate cannabis into that conversation.
Drake Sutton Shearer is the CEO of Prohibited Media. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.